Elba.
Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for November the 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, as our guide. The checks and balances, brilliant, and one of our great solutions, still at our fingertips. And we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Last hour, we had an incredible interview. Scott Shara, ouramazinggrace.net. Check that out. Incredible interview. Incredible people talking about God is love, talking about their Down syndrome daughter and how the hospitals literally killed her. Wow, what a disgrace. We asked at the end, how can we help? And Scott says, share the story. You know what? The best thing you can do, even more than money, Scott wisely said, is, you know what? Share the story. Wake people up. Educate. Yeah, if you can help with money, that's wonderful. We can always use it. But really, more than that, make sure that you educate yourself and share the word. What an incredible example. Scott, his wife, and their dear family are. Our prayers are with them. What a scary but riveting interview, to say the least. All right, I've got two interviews coming up this hour that I did at Red Pill. They're incredible. And the first one is going to be by a guy by the name of Josh Hewlett. And he is with a company called CardioMiracle.com. And I've heard a lot about Cardio Miracle over the years just by commercials. But, you know, unless you dig in, you don't really understand it, the need for it, whatever related to it, and stuff like that. So I wanted to talk to Scott. Cardio Miracle is a nitric oxide supplement, the finest and most comprehensive nitric oxide and vitamin B supplement in the entire world, okay? And you say, Sam, why do you focus on this? You know, isn't it just a sales pitch? No, you know what, folks? I don't get any money. But there's over 50 active ingredients in it, 770-plus mechanisms of action, highest, quote, biosource anywhere. 60-day, no-risk, money-back guarantee. I'm trying the product now. Soy-free, dairy-free, gluten-free, GMO-free, no additives, proprietary formula to improve health and well-being for everyone. Young, old, and in between, we all need more nutrients and nitric oxide in our bodies. Anyway, we'll do this interview first. It's interesting. Listen up for the science behind it. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live from Red Pill Expo. If you didn't get your tickets, you can't try the hot sauce. You can't try the incredible products. You can't rub shoulders with folks like me, Sheriff Richard Mack, and our upcoming guest, Josh Hewlett. But you can check out some of the online speakers and more. The RedPillExpo.com, ladies and gentlemen. Man, we've just got star-studded guest after star-studded guest on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Josh Hewlett is with us. He's Director of Member Services, and he was kind of educating me about their products, and I thought I'd give him the chance to educate you. How's that? CardioMiracle.com. No dashes or anything else, just the two words together, all one word, so to speak. CardioMiracle.com. Josh, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Tell me a little bit about how you are. You grew up kind of in the business, right?
Yes, sir. Yep. I grew up with the opportunity of a very successful father who found out about the nitric oxide world, so to speak, and found out that it was something that could help heal him when he went in for a routine appendectomy. Went wrong, and he almost passed away. So,
But he lives.
He lives, yes.
All right. His name is John Hewlett, right?
Yes, sir.
And how did he discover this along his way? Kind of catch me up on how that went.
Sure. So he went in for a routine appendectomy, and he had a vein clipped when they were done with it. And they sent him home, sewed him up, sent him home, and didn't know the vein was clipped, and he was bleeding internally.
Ooh.
And he went home, and in the middle of the night, he got up to use the bathroom and collapsed on his wife, and she somehow called 911, and the paramedics came, and they put him in the ICU and could not figure out what was wrong with him until they figured out that they clipped a vein and he was bleeding internally, and they were trying to put him on a blood thinner, actually, at the same time. And he had a mutual friend come in.
So wait, he's bleeding internally, and they got him on a blood thinner.
They were trying to put him on a blood thinner, and he refused to take it.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. And
when you hear that, you just go, this is insane.
Right, that's why they call it medical practice, right, because they're practicing, yeah. Right? So he had a friend come in, and his friend said, you need to check out this new science that I've just discovered. It's called nitric oxide. And it's a bunch of ingredients that won the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1998. And now it's a product, and we need to get you on it. And it's got a healing. It heals inflammation and things like that. And
all right. And we're going to talk about how to do that in a second. But let me make something very clear. You said nitric oxide, right?
Yep.
Because a lot of people are thinking nitrous oxide. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the laughing gas.
We're not
gas.
Talking about the same thing, folks. We're not talking about laughing gas. We're also not talking about stuff you like put in a car, right?
Right. It's not NOS. Yeah. It's
I just want to be clear, because people kind of hear that and they kind of go, what?
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
But it's nitric oxide, right?
Right. Yeah.
And the point is your body needs it, right?
Yes. And when we are children and when we're younger, our body actually naturally produces nitric oxide in our system. And it's actually an amino acid.
And it's the byproducts of the foods you eat as they break down, if they're good foods, right?
Good foods, as far as your veins being flexible and your heart being healthy and all that. And then
it's like that elasticity that you want, right?
Exactly, 100%. Okay. So then as we age and we start eating worse foods and stop caring about exercising and being active, then that's when our arteries and our veins begin to harden, and they become like a Teflon, and that's when plaque starts connecting to them and building up, and that's when the heart problems start.
So what happens is you age, the natural and normal balancing of the body, because of the bad foods we eat, because of the depleted soil, because of the environment, because of the chemicals. I mean, I can keep going. Everybody gets that. But what happens is your body then starts to not really be as efficient at manufacturing the things that it needs, nitric oxide being one of the keys, right?
Yes.
All right. Now tell me what we do about it.
So there were three doctors who won the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1998, and one of them wrote a book called No More Heart Disease.
No More Heart Disease.
Yeah, so it's big.
But it's No Mo, right?
Yeah, No More, yeah. But it's a big capital N-O with nitric oxide is N-O, so...
I get it. Okay.
He wrote that book, and it says in the book that supplementing with nitric oxide is a necessity after the age of 25. And the reason why he says that is because we stop naturally producing it after the age of 25.
And why do you think that is? Do you think that we've just depleted the body so bad that its normal processes aren't working? Is that the issue?
I think that that's the issue, as well as the processed foods that are out there right now, as well as the activity levels, because even exercise actually creates nitric oxide. So if you're exercising, if you eat well, if you eat beets, if you eat watermelon, it's got a lot of L-arginine, L-citrulline, and watermelon rinds, if you want to chew on those.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. Sounds a little disgusting. but it's just like a carnivore-type keto diet, nuts, steak, meats. They all produce L-citrulline and L-arginine that produce nitric oxide.
Okay. Now, I'll tell you a funny little story that relates to this. As you know, I'm a totally blind person, so does most of my audience. And the reason that I can't see is a hereditary one. The proper proteins are not made by my retina. So the normal chemicals needed for eyesight don't happen for me because the building blocks, these proteins, are not properly generated in some of my genes. It's more complicated, but that's the simple statement. The reason I tell you this is L-arginine is one of them.
Wow. Okay.
So that just goes to show how vital that is for your body is my point, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You don't have it, and you might be blind, or you might have other problems. But the point is, the body needs that stuff.
Yes. Yeah, and we've actually had a lot of customers come back and tell us about their macular degeneration, that it's actually been able to help those numbers as they've been taking the CardioMiracle supplement, which has been very exciting for us to hear.
Amen to that. All right. Now, it's the finest and most comprehensive, nitric oxide and vitamin D supplement in the world. Talk to me about the vitamin D part, because there's a lot of things in this thing, huh?
Definitely. Yeah, we have 53 whole fruits and vegetables that are all of our vitamins and minerals in the product are derived from whole fruits and vegetables. And what we just had a study done, a white paper that showed that CardioMiracle taken on an empty stomach, on a fasting stomach, created double the amount of vitamin D3 than any other time that you can take it during the day.
Wow. So your body knows what to do with it, is the point.
Yes, very much.
All right. Now, these 50-plus ingredients, though, affects more than 770 mechanisms in the body, right?
Yes.
Tell me about that, because that's just, when you think about that, you go, whoa.
Yeah. Well, the tests that we've had done is on specifically on diabetics and specifically on how long nitric oxide both generates and sustains in the blood. And so when we went through those white papers and the testing and the scrutinization of the product, we wanted, the main doctor that tested it, his name's Dr. Tadeusz Milinski at Ohio University. He said, what if it doesn't work? What if your product doesn't work?
And in other words, what if it just passes through and sounds good?
Exactly.
Right?
And my dad said, I'd like to know that. If it doesn't work, I need to know. And so he scrutinized it to death, and he came back and said, after 40 years of testing and scrutinizing supplements, this is the finest nitric oxide product I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. Yeah, because you don't want just expensive pee-pee, people.
Right.
Okay? You want it to really matter. Now, you guys are so confident in it, you got a 60-day no-risk money-back guarantee, right?
Yep, we definitely do.
All right. Now, this stuff is soy-free, dairy-free, gluten-free, GMO-free. What else do people need to know? It's a proprietary blend.
Right.
Dietary formula.
Nut-free.
Does it really help people with any diet stuff, too?
Yes. It has helped me. I've lost 150 pounds. And
wow.
I've done that with intermittent fasting and keto and with this CardioMiracle product, because when I'm fasting, there's not enough calories in it, and it doesn't spike your blood, your insulin. So I can take it while I'm fasting, and you know, I fast for 20 hours a day and eat for 4, and it's really helped me to lose an entire person pretty much. So,
all right. Now, you take one scoop twice a day. It's pretty easy. Or you can get it in a big container and then do the scoops, or you can get it in the personal serving size?
Yes.
And so when you say a scoop twice daily, it'll be 2 personal serving sizes?
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right. And so now tell me what happens when you eat this product. Do you feel oozy?
I feel actually in the morning, I was just telling somebody this, in the mornings I feel like my brain fog goes away, I feel more alert, even though it doesn't have caffeine in it, it just helps with increased blood flow, and so I feel more awake, I feel more alert, and then at night when I'm about to go to sleep, and I've been taking it for 10 years, so I'm more used to it, but at night it helps calm me down, it helps relax me, and we suggest when people first start taking it not to take it after 4 p.m., just to make sure they're not staying up all night kind of thing. So,
but it'll get you a little bit fired up. Not because there's caffeine in it, because what? The blend of vitamins?
Because
a lot of times they say vitamins will, the right kind of vitamins will do that, right?
Exactly, yeah. We have all the vitamin Bs in there, and that gives you the energy, and that gives you that clears the brain fog in order for you to get going and get focused and, you know, get started on your day. So it's pretty fascinating science.
All right, now it is keto friendly, so it doesn't add carbs, right?
Yes.
All right. Tastes pretty decent. I went over there. What happened is I was walking down the aisle taking a look at this stuff, and there was this drink, and I tried it, and it was pretty good. And then I walked a couple steps further, and then there's the guy that's talking about it, and I wanted to learn about the science. So this is how it all started out. When we say backed by science, there's doctors that have reviewed this, et cetera. Tell me a little bit more about that, though. Are they trying to bug you about peer-reviewed studies and all that kind of stuff, or have they left you alone? Usually even good diet companies or good health food companies or natural product companies, you just get beat up, huh?
Yes. Yeah, we've been scrutinized quite a bit. We have four right now. We have four white papers that we've had done on the product, specifically on CardioMiracle. And so we've had those done. We've spent enormous amount of money to get those done and published. And what's exciting about nitric oxide in general is that they have over 200,000 certified studies done on the benefits of nitric oxide.
Wow. Yeah. All right, so tell me then, it's a product to get your nitric oxide, but it also has all these other ingredients too. What else are we achieving? Because it's the blend here that's the key and maximizes that. So you mentioned the doctor said, hey, this is the most potent or the most, I don't know what you want to say, nutritionally rich, complete.
Yeah.
Version of nitric oxide,
yeah.
That I've seen. That's because of the blend, right?
Yes, sir.
Yep. All right, tell me a little more about that so people understand. Because, I mean, the idea, it makes sense. You can get a lot of other places' product similar.
Yeah.
But it ain't the same, right?
Yeah, not at all, because the average life of nitric oxide in the blood is between 7 and 17 minutes. And so John Hewlett wanted to create a formulation that sustained nitric oxide in the blood for 24 hours a day instead of 7 to 17 minutes. And that's what CardioMiracle is, and that's what it accomplishes.
And that's what all the other, when we say there's 50-plus ingredients, all the other ingredients are designed to support that and make that effect occur.
Yes, sir. Supporters. Yep.
All right, because that's really important to understand, I think. The reason that I'm so into this and so fascinated with this is because G. Edward Griffin, who is the founder of the Red Pill Expo, theredpillexpo.com, is 90 what, years old now?
Yeah, 93, I thought.
93? Yeah. Anyway, guy's over 90, and the guy runs around like he's younger than me, man.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's just sharp as a tack. He gets after it, and he has a story about this, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Yeah. He's been our number one affiliate throughout the years, and he's been our number one supporter, and he has always given us credit for helping him get over any ailments that he's had throughout the years that has to do with his heart, has to do with his cognitive function. And although he was healthy, he's a healthy guy in general, but he just, you know, he loves his chocolate strawberries from time to time, which who doesn't, right? But he told us how grateful he is, and that's why we keep, you know, being invited back to the Red Pill and to these different events, because he wants us present because of what we've been able to help him achieve.
We're talking about a nitric oxide supplement, ladies and gentlemen, called Cardio Miracle. And G. Edward Griffin really credits it for saving his life. CardioMiracle.com is where you can learn more, where you can understand the science, where you can actually purchase so you can try it for yourself and see how it works on you. Tell me, they always want double-blind studies. I want more like testimonials and stuff. Tell me how people, if they try it for a week or two or three or four, you know, what do you kind of get the feedback of? How do you notice and what do you see?
Great question. Yeah, the biggest thing that I tell people is consistency is key. So if people want to try the product, we encourage them to stay on it for a long haul. And sometimes people ask me, how long do I have to take this? And I say, how long are you going to brush your teeth, you know? So you want to stay on nitric oxide as long as you possibly can throughout your life. I'm 38 years old. I don't plan on going without it for the rest of my life. So it did take me personally about 2 solid months of staying on another nitric oxide supplement, you know, 15 years ago before I felt a huge difference and before I saw some incredible results. But I can just tell people if they stay on it and they're consistent with the therapy that they will see the regulation and the results that they're looking for.
All right. One of the things you see early on is kind of that boost in energy though, right?
Yeah.
Because even though you might not see the stabilizing effects and some of the longer-term health as your body kind of heals itself and stuff, you do notice the energy and some of those things right away, though, pretty quickly.
Right, exactly.
All right. What else should people know? I mean, I can't ask every question and do everything, right? But what else should people know, and what have I kind of overlooked that you want to kind of highlight?
Well, if people want to go visit the site, cardiomiracle.com, then if they put something in the cart, then they could, you know, it's a discount section, so they can put Red Pill in the discount, or and we're gonna set up a code for Sam here for the Liberty Roundtable, so we can get that taken care of and get you to 15% off on your first order, and make sure that everyone's taken care of. But the biggest thing that I could stress to anyone is if they're gonna try the product, if they're gonna try nitric oxide therapy, that they just are consistent with it, they stick with it. And the greatest thing about CardioMiracle is that we are the complete nitric oxide solution, because we have all those fruits and vegetables. I've been able to cut my supplement bill in half. It used to be about $750 a month, and now I've cut that in more than half because I take CardioMiracle 2-3 times a day.
CardioMiracle.com, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you got this cool phrase on your website that I want to talk about for a second. It's called superior bioavailability, right?
Yeah.
Tell me what that means, because that's a unique thing that matters here.
The bioavailability of nitric oxide, the biggest difference between us and every other product is there's only one pathway that nitric oxide is created in most nitric oxide supplements. And the most unique thing about CardioMiracle is because we have 53 fruits and vegetables, is that we have double pathways. So two pathways that nitric oxide is created. First, it's called the sublingual pathway. That's the main artery in your neck going down your throat. And then
that's really absorption, right?
Yes, absorption. Primarily. Yeah. And so the second, within 0.3 seconds, that CardioMiracle hits your tongue, it is beginning to generate nitric oxide. And then once it is in your gut, where you process your food and you process everything else, then it starts generating nitric oxide there as well. And so you're getting those two different pathways generating nitric oxide and keeping it flowing in your system, both your endocrine and your cardiovascular system, for 24 hours a day. It's really exciting.
All right. I've asked a lot of questions. You get a lot of other quick questions that you can answer that I might have overlooked?
Yeah. I mean, a big one is on taste. You know, if people have a problem with...
Oh, I didn't ask that because I tasted it.
Yeah. Yeah. If people have taste, you know, it kind of tastes like a berry. And so we have, we sweeten it with the stevia plant as well as erythritol. And that's a sugar alcohol that's actually got some antioxidant benefits. And it's all natural. Everything is all natural. People get a little nervous about the natural flavoring. They think that that's a GMO. It certainly is not. It's we actually need to rephrase that, because the 53 ingredients have natural flavors that come out of them. If you're putting a watermelon into, you know, a product, then you're going to have a natural flavor. So that's a natural flavoring. And we have no synthetics in our product, no GMOs, none of that, no nuts, no, and you listed all that earlier, but it's really exciting, and all I can say is it's a complete nitric oxide solution.
You got to call it organic or original flavoring, sir.
Yes, yeah.
So people kind of understand that it comes from the ingredients, not from some added flavors and stuff, right?
Right, exactly, yeah.
All right,
that's excellent. A common question, though, that I get.
Okay, any others?
No, I think this is fantastic.
Hey, man, we do a good job trying to cover the waterfront, ladies and gentlemen, in the shortest amount of time possible. We're talking to Josh Hewlett. He's the son of John Hewlett, and John Hewlett is the man who really put together this incredible product, CardioMiracle.com. Check it out. And that's Liberty Roundtable Live. Ladies and gentlemen, incredible interviews at the Red Pill coming up. Bad Billy. We're talking about bearded patriots. We'll do it in seconds on the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live radio program, live on Thanksgiving Eve Day. That's right. And we'll be live for Thanksgiving, too.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House on Tuesday announced that it's extending the pause on student loan repayments through June 30th, 2023. The latest extension comes as the Biden administration's student loan transfer plan remains in question because of the legalities. The Supreme Court on Tuesday cleared the way for Democrat-led House Ways and Means Committee to obtain President Trump's tax records from the Internal Revenue Service as part of an investigation into the service's presidential audit program. A shooter at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia Tuesday night that left six people dead was a manager at that Walmart, and that he took his own life with the handgun he brought. The Chesapeake Police Department says four other people were hospitalized. Kevin Harper was on the clock at the time of the shooting.
Just left out of the break room. Manager come in there, started capping people up in there. Started shooting, bro. Like, I'm whole, though, y'all. Sadly, though, we lost a few of our associates. I don't know how many. I'm not going to speak on it.
Bob Iger is wasting no time reorganizing Disney after being renamed the company's CEO. Bob said he plans to restructure the company, quote, in a way that honors and respects creativity as the heart and soul of who we are, end quote. The face of the COVID-19 pandemic will be scrutinized for his actions.
Some Republican members of Congress are calling for a probe into Dr. Anthony Fauci and his management of the COVID-19 pandemic after Republicans won the House majority in the next Congress. Dr. Fauci says he has nothing to hide.
I have no trouble testifying. We can defend and explain and stand by everything that we've said.
Dr. Fauci is stepping down from his government role next month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Tim. We are USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Man, we're just rolling through the incredible guests on the broadcast today, ladies and gentlemen. That's why going to some of these live places like Red Pill and Freedom Fest and a lot of the other events are just so incredible. We interviewed Scott Shara, talking about ouramazinggrace.net. We talked to Josh Hewlett, cardiomiracle.com. I met a guy who I think is one of the nicest guys in the world. His nickname is Bad Billy. Bad Billy Painter. He's a talk show host, founder of thebeardedpatriots.com. And he does a radio show called Outlaw Radio ABS.com. And he does this incredible podcast show. I was on his show with him, wanted to get him on the show with me. It's an organization led by bearded men who wish to preserve the conservative soul that founded our great nation. Think about that. The conservative soul that founded our great nation. What a great quote, huh? Take no part in the influential works of darkness, but instead expose them, Ephesians 5:11. That's what this guy talks about. Incredible. Bad Billy starts now. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio, broadcasting from the RedPillExpo.com. Incredible event in Salt Lake City, Utah. It's this weekend. If you got a chance to go ahead and get set up, you can check out online, theredpillexpo.com, and they have tickets that you can get and you can watch virtually. So if you missed it, if you're not caught up or whatever, that is a way that you could still be part of the incredible proceedings, ladies and gentlemen. Now, our next guest is an interesting guy. His name is Bad Billy Painter, and he's a talk host, but he's also founder of a group called The Bearded Patriots. TheBeardedPatriots.com is the website. OutlawRadio.com. Oh, it's actually Outlaw Radio, ABS.com. And it's an organization led by bearded men who wish to preserve the conservative soul of our great nation. Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the broadcast, Billy.
Thank you for having me.
So can people who don't have beards be part of your organization? I always chafe.
Yes, yes. Actually, my buddy Stephen James, he's barely got any stubble, and he's part of us. And then there's John Grosvenor out of New Hampshire, and just got a really light beard, you know. And then, of course, you know, shaved or unshaved, it really doesn't matter. We're all fighting for the same purpose.
What if I told you Santa shaved his beard?
I'd laugh.
All right. This is fascinating, though. You do a lot of things in your life. Number one, you're a podcaster. Number two, you run the Bearded Patriots. You're the founder thereof. Number three, you work for John B. Wells, right?
I do, yes. I'm his customer service and tech support.
All right.
Yeah.
Is he here?
No, he didn't make it for this one.
Come on, John. You got to double down, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about how you got into Liberty, first of all.
Well, to be honest with you, you know, I kind of had a blind eye on politics for the longest time until...
You and a lot of others, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then, you know, when I was running a podcast, so I'll try to make a long story short out of everything, but there's a lot to it.
Yeah, and it's all part of No Shave November, by the way.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. So... I used to be really heavily involved in the MMA, UFC fighting scene.
All right. Okay.
I still enjoy it to this day.
When you say you were part of it, you were a fighter?
I never fought. No.
Yeah, because, man, who wants to get the crap beaten out of them?
Well, I used to box.
I think that just sucks.
I used to box. So,
all right.
But I never got as far as MMA, although I wanted to.
I used to wrestle, and if I can get a hold of you, I can take you down and pound on you pretty hard.
Yeah.
And so you can get somebody in the corner of the cage and just beat on them, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I'm with you. Keep going.
Yeah, so I've interviewed a lot of professional fighters, and then when I started to go into the international market for fighters, I got really heavily involved with the fighters from South Africa. And this has just basically been one thing that leads to another, you know, because I got really popular with the fight fans in South Africa. And then
and a lot of those white Afrikaners, too?
Yes, white and black, you know, all that's there.
Everybody likes to fight. I understand.
Yeah. but one thing led to another as... I started to make more friends in South Africa. I started to learn what was going on in South Africa as far as their corrupt ANC government.
It's out of control.
And the farm murders. Just
yeah, it's psychotic.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, and somebody said, watch South Africa because they, the U.S. seems to always mirror South Africa.
I know it. Don't even scare me with this.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Because it's a-coming.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm watching what's going on with great interest over there, praying for my Christian brothers and sisters there of all colors.
Amen.
And, you know, just really hoping for the best, while at the same time, we're in a culture war over here in the U.S. over everything. It's nuts.
Yeah, but don't forget there's hope, sir.
There's always hope.
Because when you got the Bearded Patriots on your side, ladies and gentlemen, things happen. All right, have you ever been over to Africa with that, in the fighting? Did you go over there, too?
I did go over there one time, and I'm going to tell you that I didn't get to stay long enough to get over the jet lag. I had to basically go there for the event and then turn around and leave because – I was living in Las Vegas at the time, and the job I was working didn't really offer paid time or vacation time or anything like that, so I couldn't really afford to stay over there very long. But, you know, I mean, the promoters and all that, they paid for my plane ticket and hotel accommodations and things like that, but I just couldn't stay long because I still,
yeah, there's a lot of people that are updating us in the United States on the Afrikaners and on the murders on the farms and the different things going on over there and stuff like that. I remember Simon coming into the United States on a big old tour. I helped with that a little bit from over there, and Karen speaks out quite boldly from over there. She lives here now in Texas. But I'm pretty caught up on a lot of what happens over there, and, man, it's just a horrible tragedy.
It most definitely is. You know, and these are Christian brothers and sisters that are just getting slaughtered. Or if they're not getting slaughtered, they're getting robbed of what rightfully belongs to them.
Yeah, and oftentimes if they've had jobs in the past, they had great jobs and everything too, they're losing all that too. They're using governmental positions to take everything away from them slowly but surely, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and it's kind of interesting too, because I'm also friends with Ammon Bundy, and yes, I voted for him.
Yeah, dear friend of mine as well.
Yes.
By the way, I publicly endorsed Ammon Bundy for governor.
As did we at the Bearded Patriots. Yeah, you know, but considering what he went through with his family's ranch down in Nevada, and you look at how they're doing land expropriation without compensation in South Africa.
Yes.
What's the difference there? I mean, like I said, mirroring.
Well, the difference is we pretend we're all right.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, I even asked Ammon, you hear the words land expropriation without compensation. What does that tell you? And it's like what my family went through.
You know, on your talk show, you do something quite different, though. It's not about fighting. It might be about politics. But all of your outlaw radio show, you interview people from bands and music and stuff like that, right?
Oh, I like to get into it all. That's why.
Man, you're into everything. Cool, Billy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a variety show, you might say.
All right. And you bring up and coming artists on there, hip hop artists and all kind of stuff, right?
Hip hop, country, rock and roll.
Which ones are the biggest patriots? Is there a certain patriotic genre?
You know, I've interviewed rappers that were patriotic. It's like they're all equal. Probably the country artists, probably the biggest bunch of patriots that I've interviewed.
The rockers are?
Yeah. No, the country artists.
Oh, the country artists. Okay. Because a few of those guys are standing up, you know, but a lot of them have a tough time doing it. Charlie Daniels did a good job standing up.
Yeah, there's a band from Georgia. They're kind of they've been around actually since 1989. They're called Stuck Mojo, and they've always been very patriotic. And of course,
I got Mojo, but I ain't stuck.
Yeah, their lead guitarist is Rich Ward, who's also Chris Jericho's guitarist in Fozzy, and I mean. He's just a patriot. He's as patriotic as they get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. Tell me about the Bearded Patriots. Then, have you been able to interview ZZ Top? Come on.
Oh, I haven't gone that far, I'd say.
Because aren't those guys like the Bearded Clan?
They're the Bearded Clan in their own right. Yes. I started the Bearded Patriots basically to test myself as a leader. I'm actually here at the Red Pill Expo with my buddy Mike Miller, who ran for state legislature in around the Caldwell, Idaho area, but unfortunately didn't make it past.
Yeah, I've heard of Mike. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, him and I both have big old beards, and I said, you know, let's get this started, you know, because I've got other patriotic friends with beards that include Jericho Green out of California and retired Colonel Chris Wyatt out of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, a lot of the Hells Angels got beards too, man.
Exactly.
All right. How much the vote did Miller get?
I can't remember, but, you know.
What did Ammon end up with this last time? 11% about? That's their dishonest claim, right?
A little bit higher than that, but not much. So somewhere around just around 15%.
15%, all right. And we all know it was probably really double that, too, if you really get the real vote count out, right?
Yes.
But time will tell on that. All right, what are you seeing as you cruise around the expo?
Oh, just, I'm seeing a lot of fellow Patriots. Of course, I'm looking forward to going into the auditorium, especially. Alex Newman makes his way into the auditorium, I'm going to be sitting in for that speech because I'm interested in hearing what he's got to say.
Everything Alex Newman has to say is vital.
Yes. And I'm hoping I can talk to him once it's over.
All right. Well, if you can't, let me know, and I'll make sure you can. How's that?
Hey, I appreciate that.
All right. Who else do you want to see? Anybody else in particular?
You know, the names just haven't really resonated in my mind as much as Alex's.
All right. Well, speaking of right after 3 o'clock, speaking will be Sheriff Richard Mack. Are you familiar with him?
I've heard the name. I can't say that I'm.
All right. Sheriff Richard Mack beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court.
Okay.
Yeah. He was the only guy that beat Bill Clinton over a non-sexual matter.
Wow.
But other than that, he beat Bill Clinton because he was a sheriff at the time in a place called Graham County, Arizona. This was back in the 90s. And Bill Clinton said, "You're going to do the Brady Bill." And he said, "No, I'm not." And Bill said, "Shut up, sit down, sheriff, or I'll arrest you." And Richard Mack said, "No, I don't think so." They went all the way to the Supreme Court. Richard Mack won the greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered. And if you go over to the booth over there, it's the CSPOA is his organization now, which stands for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. CSPOA.org, you can get a copy of that court case, like a summary of the Supreme Court case. It's the greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered. And he'll be speaking just after 3 o'clock today as well.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you for telling me that, because I'm going to go have to listen to what he's got to say now.
The only reason I know so much about it is I'm the vice president of operations of the CSPOA.
Hey, that always helps.
So in addition to being a talk show host, I'm an IT guy for a living, and then I do the CSPOA stuff in addition to radio and TV stuff. Sheriff Mack and I do a TV show on Brighty on TV every Tuesdays.
Yes, so. Indeed.
All right, tell me about the Bearded Patriots then a little bit more in terms of what issues do you guys take on, and how do you advocate? How do you work together? What do you do daily?
Well, basically, you know, I've got Outlaw Radio, and I do what I do with Outlaw Radio. It's like each one of us, except for Mike, of course, are video vloggers, some type of journalist in any way, like Jericho Green. He's one that scares people. You know, he's a black conservative living in the depths of California.
Ouch.
Yes. And then, of course, retired Colonel Chris Wyatt, who has done a lot. I mean, he's been in the military almost, you could say, as long as he's been alive, pretty much. Ever since, you know, I think he was 18, he has been in the military and just retired 2 years ago. So,
how many of the Bearded Patriots are military guys?
Just him. Well, no, Jericho served in the Navy, so.
All right.
There'd be those two, but if I may add too, you know, I mean, like I said, the Bearded Patriots is a bit of an experiment to test myself as a leader, because I really feel that you know, it's important to talk about specific issues, and it's important to speak out on them and to follow them, to go to the polls and vote. However, that's not always enough. And with that said, and being the foster father of a special needs little boy, I feel that I have to get up on the front lines and fight with the things like critical race theory, transgender ideology, and things like that. You know, I feel that even though that hasn't hit my neck of the woods yet, I fear that it's coming.
It's coming to a theater near you, sir.
And I have to stand at the gate with a sword and fight this. So 2024, I plan on, I don't know what I'm going to run for, but I'm going to run for some, most likely a school board. But
All right.
I have to step up and fight now.
You don't have bearded chicks in your organization, do you?
I don't think so.
Because I'm thinking I'm kind of out. All right. Now, you guys got an incredible scripture on your website, though, that really highlights a little bit about who you are. It's what, Ephesians 11 or 5:11?
I think so, but yeah, take no part in the unfruitful acts, instead expose them. I know I'm not saying it.
Yeah, the unfruitful acts of darkness, but expose them. And that's exactly what your organization does. And I think that's really what we need to be doing in America when it comes to true leadership, turning to Christ, standing as real men, understanding that where I come from, the men are men and the chicks are chicks, and realizing who we are as a people, male and female, created us. And that's what we stand with. And so it's all about God, family, country, the protection of life, liberty, and property. And his nickname is Bad Billy, ladies and gentlemen. And he's with the Bearded Patriots. If you want to check out his podcast, and more, you can do so. Give everybody your radio website.
Outlaw Radio. And by the way, that's uncensored, so be careful there if you're listening around young ones.
But it's Outlaw Radio ABS, right?
Yeah, Outlaw Radio ABS, Alpha Bravo Sierra .com.
And what does ABS stand for?
American Broadcasting School, from where I graduated.
Oh, so you're a broadcaster by trade, huh?
Wouldn't say by trade, because I never really picked it up as a paying profession after I graduated.
Yeah, because the more hard hitting you get, the less pay there is, my friend.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, I've never gone to broadcasting school in my entire life.
Yeah, you're talented.
You want to know how I learned?
Yeah,
I sold my house and bought a radio station, buddy. And I learned by the school of hard knocks. I was chief bottle washer, chief engineer, chief redneck on the air.
Hey, that works. That
and
works.
So I learned radio. That's how.
Yeah.
And so now I'm a radio engineer and IT guy and all that kind of stuff. And I do 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on this radio program we call Liberty Roundtable Live.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Well, I got one of your business cards. I'm going to be taking that with me because I want to keep in touch with you after all this is over as well.
Sounds fantastic. I'll look forward to it. Bad Billy, thank you for your time, sir.
Hey, thank you for giving me some time on your platform. I really appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's patriots everywhere, including bearded patriots. You got to like that.
Yes,
the
indeed.
Bearded Patriots with an S.com. If you go to the singular, you get somebody else. So you got to add the S and make it plural because there's many with Billy, not just one. There's a lot of them standing for the sacred cause of liberty, and we're grateful for them doing so. Thanks, Billy.
Hey, anytime. Thank you, Sam.
And you are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's advanced distance education program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, three incredible interviews from Red Pill Expo, folks. I had a fantastic time there. Great people, great food, just great stuff. I enjoyed myself immensely. If you didn't go to the Red Pill, you know what? You can get, I think, tickets where you can have kind of a virtual, and you won't be able to rub shoulders with all the people. You won't be able to taste the salsa like I did. You won't be able to do a lot of those cool things, but you will, ladies and gentlemen, be able to learn from the speakers. It's incredible. The Red Pill Expo. I want to finish by talking about a couple of quick things. Number one, Thanksgiving. We're going to be live tomorrow and Friday, and we're going to do a big Thanksgiving deal tomorrow. So stay with us, folks. You know what? While you're getting your chairs out and whatever, or getting ready to go to somebody's house, and you're cooking and doing whatever you're doing on Thanksgiving morning, you wake up, You don't want to get up because you're just, you know, just hang out, listen to Liberty Roundtable Live. We're going to have a lot of people telling you great stories from Thanksgiving. Some fun guests will be with me, etc. So we'll do that. But I also wanted to talk about this before the end of the hour. There is a study out now, and it says this, and I think this is a pretty interesting Thanksgiving idea. When trust isn't broken, average person has five people they could truly lean on for anything, they say. So five real, true, trusted friends. The average person has five. But it says when trust is not broken. Wow, that's interesting. So when trust is broken, they even have less than that. And so I don't know how many friends you have. And I don't know how many are really trusted that you could just rely on and lean on me. But it reminds me of that country song, Who Your Friends Are. You know what? They drop everything they're doing. They come there fast. They get in their car. And I can't remember, Trace, somebody, Atkins, or one of those guys sung it. Great, great song, Who Your Friends Are. But it reminds me of that. And it makes me think of Thanksgiving and how grateful we are for our food and our homes and our heat and our cooling and our modern appliances and the internet. And man, we just have so many things we take for granted: hot water, plumbing, electricity. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on and on. But you know what? You want to be thankful most for the people in your life and for the knowledge we have of Jesus Christ. Jesus lives. And he invites all of us to follow him. And he was able to take his body up and was resurrected, and he invites us to be resurrected with him. And many mansions has he prepared for us if we keep his commandments, if we do what he asks us to do. You know, if you don't choose to follow Christ, you can't be saved, and you can't have the blessings and the wonderful things he offers. For Thanksgiving, let's think about that. Let's think of the friends we have. Do you have five? Do you have more? Do you have less? How many friends do you have? And I've got just a personal story I want to articulate about this. I met a guy. He was running for a political office. He was going to run for a campaign. And I interviewed him one day on the radio. He came to my radio studio, actually, when I owned a radio station. And I interviewed him, and we talked after. And we kind of made good friends, but, you know, I just met him once. And then we never contacted each other for several years. And I remember the guy because it was a great interview. He was a real patriot. It was really cool. And I got along with him great. I liked him. But then I didn't hear from him for like 3 or 4 years. And all of a sudden, I get a call out of the blue. And he says, Sam, I realize I don't hardly have any friends. I'm just so busy with my job and my wife and my family. And I just realize I don't hardly have any friends. You know, you just get caught up in your routine and all that kind of stuff. And he said, you know what, Sam, I thought of who would I like to have as a friend? And he said, your name, came to mind. And so I'm just calling to see if you want to be friends. And if we, you know what, let's take our wives out to dinner and go out to dinner. And since he reached out and did that, ladies and gentlemen, I've been friends with this guy for literally like 20 years now. And our children are friends. I'm friends with him. My wife is friends with his wife. Of course, I'm friends with him and his wife both. And so is my wife. But I'm just saying I go out with him to lunch. We talk, we communicate, we support one another. We give gifts to one another's families and celebrate one another's successes and grieve for one another when times are hard. We bear one another's burdens, if you will. And I'm telling you right now, that reach out from him was just amazing to me. One that someone would think of me as a possible good friend. I hope I'm a good friend. But I bring that up for one reason only. Not to tell you that I'm awesome and everybody wants to be my friend. I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you, he thought of me. The reason I bring it up is because I want you to do that for this Thanksgiving. Think of who you would like to be a friend to and who you would like to have as a friend. And for Thanksgiving, will you do me a favor and reach out to them? All of us need love and support, and every one of us can use another friend. That's just a little bit of thoughts from Liberty Roundtable Live, okay? We will be live for Thanksgiving. We were live today playing back some of those interviews, but I am here and live. We're delighted to spend our time with you because you are our friends, our liberty-loving family. LovingLiberty.net is where you can get archives of the broadcast and more. Check out the other hosts on the network. Incredible talk radio at your fingertips, live and on demand. For our tech team behind the scenes, producers, etc., thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you guys. God save the Republic of the United States of America.